When lead gets into our bodies and into our blood, the health impacts can be devastating, especially for children. High lead levels can cause headaches, behavior problems, and lower IQs in kids. The water provider for most of the city of Pittsburgh exceeds EPA's standard for lead. The reason why is still under investigation, but the Allegheny Front's Reed Fraser reports most observers agree one key decision played a role: the change to a cheaper, less effective chemical to keep lead out of the water.
In the bowels of the Pittsburgh Water Treatment Plant along the Allegheny River, Gina Cyprich shows off more than a dozen plywood structures lined up in a row, rigged with different colored pipes.
So the metallic color one is the lead pipe. It looks gray. And then the copper pipe is obviously copper color.
Cyprich is acting chief of water quality for the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority, PWSA. PWSA provides 300,000 people with their drinking water. We are looking at an experiment to see which chemicals work best to keep the lead out of the city's water.
So would you drink this water in here?
This maybe not. No, I don't know about the after coming out of the lead. But
PWSA has to run these tests because the lead in its drinking water exceeded federal action limits last June. The treated water coming out of the plant is basically lead-free, but it flows through the city's decades-old water system. About a quarter of service lines running into houses in the city are made of lead. At a room upstairs, Cyprich shows off a pile of these old pipes.
These are harvested lead pipes from the ground. These are folks' service lines that have been removed.
The pipes are still caked with red clay and bent like garden hoses. Their ability to bend was one of the benefits of lead pipes. Inside one of the pipes, a thin coating is visible.
You can see the coating that we're trying to optimize in our system.
That coating is important because it acts as a barrier between the lead in the pipes and drinking water. Water utilities add special chemicals called anti-corrosives to encourage the buildup of this coating. For decades, the authority used soda ash to get this job done. Leonard Kassin is an engineer at the University of Pittsburgh who studies drinking water systems, including Pittsburgh's. He was part of a group in the 1990s that decided PWSA should use soda ash.
This would provide a coating for the pipes, and it would also elevate the pH so the water would not be as corrosive.
But in 2012, the authority entered into a contract with a private management company called Veolia. Staffing in the water quality lab fell from 10 to 6. And in 2014, while it was under contract with Veolia, PWSA changed its chemical formula for preventing corrosion inside pipes. Instead of soda ash, it started using caustic soda. Caustic soda is approved by the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection for corrosion control, but it's not as good as soda ash, Kassin says.
It was never envisioned as a long-term solution. A day or two a week, that's one thing, not a long-term solution, because it would remove that coating that had been built up since the 90s.
PWSA told the DEP the change was made because of an obsolete soda ash feeder and because caustic soda was cheaper. Under the terms of Veolia's contract, the company took home half of any cost savings it realized while managing the authority. Kassin thinks this drive to save money, the main reason Flint, Michigan's water exceeds federal lead standards, is what caused Pittsburgh's water to fail.
They made that choice, and that choice is what led to or resulted in the lead issues that Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority is dealing with now.
Veolia did not agree to an interview, but in an email said it was not responsible for the switch to caustic soda. The company says it would never prioritize cost savings over public health, and that the decision ultimately rested with the PWSA Board of Directors and the City of Pittsburgh. The city's response?
I'd say that's a matter that's presently in dispute as part of our litigation.
Kevin Acklin is Mayor Bill Peduto's chief of staff. The city fired Veolia and is now suing the company. Acklin says upper management at the authority were Veolia employees and were responsible for the decisions they made, including the one to change the chemicals.
This was not only a decision that the board didn't make, it was a decision that the board was not informed about.
PWSA board members weren't the only ones that didn't know about the change of chemicals. DEP regulators only learned of the switch to caustic soda because the authority announced it was switching back to soda ash early in 2016, in the wake of the lead crisis in Flint. Ronald Schwartz is in DEP's Pittsburgh office.
So naturally, we asked the question, you're switching back to soda ash. You should have always been on soda ash. So that is what ultimately led to our notice of violation for changing treatment chemicals without a permit.
The violation meant PWSA had to retest for lead. 17 out of 100 homes tested exceeded the federal limit of 15 parts per billion. PWSA is now being required to inventory its lead service lines and begin to replace them. One man who watched all this from afar is Stanley States. He used to be the authority's longtime water quality manager until Veolia moved him to a desk job and he retired.
And that change in treatment chemical would never have occurred if I were there. And certainly if we did, we would have contacted the state, but we wouldn't have made that change. It wasn't a good change to make as far as lead's concerned.
Complicating all of this is that Pittsburgh's lead levels have climbed steadily since 2007. The age of the pipes is one factor, but States thinks another could be the changes the authority made in its chlorination process to meet stricter federal water quality standards that recently took effect. He thinks over time that could have freed up more lead by changing the chemical environment of the water. Either way, States faults Veolia for not paying enough attention to lead levels, which by 2013 were just under the federal threshold.
And they didn't pay enough attention to what was happening when the numbers start going up. They should have been on that, and they missed it. And that was Veolia. I'd have seen it, and because I watched it for 35 years. We would have, what? Why is this going up?
States says the authority is on the right track. Now that it's switched back, it's chemical treatments. But he says the only surefire solution is simple, if costly. Replace the lead pipes. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.